Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon show. Thanks, as always, for downloading us. And, well, yeah, Andy.
I was going to say, one of the best bits was when I forgot my notes.
Yeah, Andy forgot his notes. And it took a bit of an odd turn, really. It'll explain how he managed to do that, and yeah, does it on many occasions.
Well, we covered a lot of stuff. We covered celebrity cars. You brought that up. Damien Hirst.
Dogs going to the pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was some sport in there as well, so you'll hear some of that. And we had the clips of the month as well. Hopefully
that was a debacle.
It was a complete cock up, but anyway, we got there in the end. We found a winner, but you'll hear the clips, so here it all is.
I decided last night, because it's a very busy football period coming into now,
right,
that I'd do a split evening. I watched the cup draw.
Oh yeah, I did that. Yep. Yeah,
spent an hour with the wife watching a bit of telly, the usual sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then I went for the second half of Brentford versus Albion. It wasn't a bad game, actually, although it was certainly a game of two halves.
I didn't see the game last night.
First half, they bombarded Brentford, but they just couldn't
score. There was a terrible miss by Jay Rodriguez.
Yeah. Bit unlucky. How bad
was it, Andy? Talk us through.
Well, the ball came across to him, and he was a bit like last week's one. He was coming in late, and he couldn't quite steer it home, and he bravely collided with the post.
Oh, okay.
Didn't do it deliberately, of course.
Isn't it interesting? You generally bravely climb with the post. You don't stupidly collide with the post, do you, really?
Well, it was brave, and he knew that what was going to happen, but he didn't let it stop him.
Do you think anybody's ever done a dumb and dumber? You think a player playing on a really cold day, a match in really freezing temperatures, has stuck their tongue on the old goalpost and thought, wonder what'll happen here?
No, I don't know. We'll see.
The man on the line.
No, it's a possibility. Yeah. But I did like the cup draw, because there was a point where they draw out the teams and it says, Manchester United will be at home, brackets, on the telly, never mind who they're playing, to Reading. that they're going to, doesn't matter who they could draw, they'd be on the telly, so they'll be chosen. And Mark Chapman managed to call Lloyd Griffith Lee Griffith. That was good.
Yeah, I think Lee got him back, though, didn't he, later on? He did. You see the little shout he did, Lloyd, during the draw?
Oh, no.
Come on, Lee.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, gave
it
one of them.
He was good. But then, of course, when they went, Solihull Moors or Blackpool will play, and you knew. Arsenal, of course it was. It always is, isn't it?
I'm surprised it wasn't at the Emirates.
Yeah.
Really?
It's true.
Normally is.
So, there's some interesting draws. Top of the Championship against top of League One. Norwich against Portsmouth. So
we've got a potential non-league battle. Whatever happens, we're going up to the Merseyside area, aren't we, of course?
Yeah.
Tranmere or Southport, not a million miles away from each other.
No, that's great. I mean, Jose Mourinho had a theory years ago that the Premier League team should always be drawn away, you know, in the third round, because it would be much better for the smaller clubs. You know, cause they've got more chance of winning, and they've got more chance of it being, you know, if you played them at Wembley or, you know, the new White Hart Lane, you'd win easily. But going up there, we saw last year with Spurs, didn't they struggled a bit.
And makes
for a good watch, you know.
There was no plum standout two giants at a Premier League games, which is good, because they always end up being put on the telly, which is not what the FA Cup's all about.
No, really, absolutely. So absolutely.
It's rather good that we didn't.
You mentioned Arda Hegerberg there, and it was, honestly, I mean, the bloke, you know, he's apologised. It was a stupid thing to do. There's no question about it. But she was amazingly gracious, yeah. I thought. She's certainly much more gracious than the Twitterati who are completely outraged on her behalf and would like the bloke hung, drawn and quartered in the normal modern style. But she was very good about it. But I was thinking, because I was surprised that he even admitted it. Because I would have thought, you know the way PR is, the way they try and cover it. I thought he was saying, no, he didn't mean to say twerk. He meant to say tweet.
Are you
going to tweet about it? And no. He said it came out wrong because his English is not his first language. It's another one they always use.
He said, please watch the section in context. So I saw his apology.
There's not
so,
a lot of context.
Well, I went and watched it.
There's a slightly more context.
Yeah, he did a thing. I'm sure people have checked it out. He was doing a thing with Kylian Mbappe and goal celebrations. But, you know, something would tell you, something would say, this is the first time they've given this. Don't say that,
don't
mate.
Don't do that, mate.
It's, you know, even if you don't mean it, could be horribly misconstrued. And it was just a very dumb thing.
And it would have been
say.
Great to have a, you know, a giant of the men's game to, you know, rather than some DJ you've never heard of.
The biggest
really strange thing.
The biggest issue, really, is I decided I've not seen much of her. I've heard the name, and because she's part of that Leon side.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I'd kind of seen some footage of her, but I didn't know a great deal about her story. And, you know, if you go onto YouTube and you put the name in, you'll get, like, show reels, goals and assists, best moments. And I thought, I'd like, you know, because we're going to talk about Jackie Oakley's joined us later on to talk about it. So I thought, let's watch sort of 10 minutes of her at work. And blimey, I had to plow through a lot of pages all of last night. So anybody today who goes there looking at what sort of player she is, you're just assailed by loads and loads of stuff like that. And, you know, it takes ages to actually, you have to really drill down and find some football.
That's all that's rather a shame.
It is.
I forgot to mention.
That's not her fault,
no,
is it?
Of course it isn't. I'm going to mention Brentford have got a winger called Benarama. I knew his cousin Cynthia, Cinerama. Thank
I'm
you
sure
very much.
You did, yeah.
One for the teenagers.
Did anybody drive a transit in the family as well?
Well, what's that one?
What do you mean, what's that one?
I'm with that one.
As I believe they're an advertiser, I don't want to compromise
them. Oh, of course, yeah. Absolutely.
You
sorry.
With me now?
I'm well with you now. Good. Sorry, a bit slow there.
Thank you very much.
Getting over actually winning Don't Ask Me for the...
there was a lot of love, Andy, on Twitter last night. People were really pleased for you. It was like you'd achieved something. getting five questions right after about 8 years of your job. People caring like you'd done something amazing.
I do love our listeners out there. Bloke picked up, he's right, he obviously knows me really well, because he said at the start of the bit about the managers, Andy was saying that he thought this new method was helping him to really develop and improve on the impersonations. He said by the end of it he was saying, I'm never doing this again.
That sounds about right,
doesn't it? Certainly. You see the rugby match between two posh schools, some violence.
Is that how they were described in the
two posh schools? They were, their violence erupted in Thugby match was the headline in the Sun. One of the schools, it cost £33,000 a year to attend, and the other only 17,000. They're obviously the yobbos, the 17,000 a year.
Yeah.
Probably not. It's a lot of money, isn't it? You wouldn't have thought so, really. £33,000 a year to go to school.
Yeah.
Blimey. I'm glad I don't have to pay for that.
You'll be paying for the grandkids soon, mate.
No way.
Can you help us out, Dad? Yeah. Any chance of helping us out so he can wear a top hat for school? It must have been weird, that, mustn't
it?
I mean, I haven't went to a school yet. I remember I had to wear a cap. I did wear a cap for one day, and then someone saw me, and my mum decided to put me in a cap. And I don't know why she bought the school cap. But
he probably looked very nice.
One of the Herberts in our flat saw me in it and then used it as a frisbee and chucked it on a roof of some sheds, and that was the end of that.
When my kids were young, I wanted them to go to state school. A, because I believed in it, and B, it was a lot cheaper. But my late grandfather was a wonderful man. He decided that he offered to pay for the first year of their education, which was fine. What about the other 5 years I had to do? Thanks very much. I'll never get that back. Oh, well, never mind.
It's worked out. They've turned out well.
Yes, yeah, not thanks to those schools, I think, but there you go.
Don't knock it.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, Hawksby, Andy Jacobs here on TalkSport. In the final hour, we will look in a bit more detail Watford versus Manchester City, one of the four games being played this evening in the Premier League, with a focus on Watford, who've had a bit of a tough time of it recently. After a decent start. So what's going wrong, if anything? The Rookery podcast, Rookery End podcast, Mike Parkin will join us to give us a fan's
take. The award-winning.
He won an award last night at Football Supporters Federation.
Max won an award for his Guardian
podcast. Him and Barry, congratulations to him and all the other team on that.
That's through gritted teeth. Once again...
Martin Gritton teeth. That's just part of the new competition, of course.
Once again, we lost out. But we were nominated.
We were. We thank the Football Supporters Federation for nominating us. We were dead chuffed once again. So I hope it was a great night.
Yes.
I listened to our producer's voice today. It was. Our producer, he's not got the deepest of voices. But like a lot of people, when he's had a drink, well, he hasn't.
This morning when I rang him up.
Doesn't make you a bad
chat
person.
About the show. It was very deep. I thought I was speaking the whole day. Steve McFadden.
He does an excellent Michael Caine impression, but he can only do it when he's had a drink the night before.
Should we bring him in?
It sounds like Joe Pasquale.
Michael Caine impression.
No, it's worn off.
If you've
done it about 8 o'clock, if you've listened to his National Obsession podcast with Charlie Baker, if he's had a drink the night before, it's uncanny. You think Michael's in the room. He'd take Mr. Whitehouse on. He'd go toe-to-toe.
He's a good mimic. It's very true.
Yeah.
Now, every day, as you know, but I think even the listeners know, I prepare a certain amount of stories and things that you might say, what have you got, Andy?
I think people will find that hard to believe.
I know. It's quite amazing, isn't it? And sometimes I have a stockpile of all the stuff I've done for the past few weeks. That's on these, goes to page three, as we say. And then I have a new section, which is usually about three pages every day. You also do something similar.
I do similar things.
But not quite as extensive as I do, because you have other things that you have to be responsible for.
Yeah.
So I do that. And sometimes I forget.
I've got a cleaning job that I do.
That's very true.
Not really.
Sometimes I forget the bulk of it all and bring the new stuff. That's quite common. Sometimes I forget the new stuff, just bring the old stuff.
Yeah.
That's not very good. And sometimes, like today, I forget everything.
Which is why we do Don't Ask Me every week, really.
And sit there
forgotten
the
lot.
2 hours of work, honestly. Yeah. What was the point?
You do 2 hours work, and then rather than put all that work in your bag and bring it to work, you just leave it on a table. How does that happen?
Oh, I don't know how it happens. It's so frustrating. Then I get the wife to photograph it for me. And bless her, she does
a great
good
system.
Job. Well, it isn't really, because I can't read any of the things. By the time you photocopy it and put it out,
is this your way of saying you've got nothing in the section?
Much so.
I've got a couple of things.
Okay, good.
Are you in the market?
I haven't got nothing.
We often talk about celebrity cars, and we often wonder why there's such a cachet of having a car that once belonged. Remember Beckham's?
This is an amazing story.
Beckham's escort years and years ago. His car, I'm obviously talking about, before the lawyers get involved. But it's
Ford.
Not that I'm suggesting at all, Victoria. That this
Ford
happened.
Escort.
But yeah, the Ford Escort. That's it. Yeah. So
not a woman called Fortney. Go on.
No, that's not a woman. Yeah. But yeah. Where were we? How did I get myself into this?
Car story. I know what story you're going to talk about.
He wanted to ask a fortune for an old escort he'd driven around when he was a kid, when he was at Preston on loan.
Mm.
Wayne Rooney's personalised Range Rover has not sold at auction. despite being up at a quarter of the price he paid for it.
Yeah, it's done 76,000 miles.
Yeah.
Well, it's not surprising, is it?
It is a Range Rover, sir. It's an Overfinch, fully loaded. Silver. It's a kind of get to grips of them. They sort of stylize them.
Isn't that Everton Stranger, Overfinch's farm?
I think it is, yeah. The silver Overfinch, sir, fully loaded, lovely vehicle.
Yeah.
Used just to and back from the shops. That's from Merseyside to Trago Mills down in the West Country. It has done 76,000 miles.
It's a lot of miles.
It's a Range Rover Vogue, sir. And it was on the market for 20 to 24 grand.
Mm.
I'm surprised Mike Parry, who is the Wayne Rooney completist.
He could have put his number plate on it. That would have been
the perfect car. I think he paid more for the number plate than the car was worth. It's a 2009 plate, sir. 76,000 on the clock. Didn't get any bids. It was on auction in Buxton last week. They say it didn't do it, basically, because it had a checkered MOT history.
Well, that can mean that it wasn't done by the sort of regulation dealer. It doesn't have a sort of, you know...
No, it's not that. No, it doesn't mean that at all.
Doesn't it?
What it means is there was a couple of things that it had in MOTs that were advisories. That's all it really means.
Oh, I see. Okay.
For example, I mean, this is real detail. If this was your Range Rover, the Sun wouldn't be telling you about the fact there was an advisory in 2012 for damage to tyres. I mean, the level of reporting is quite
Woodward
and Bernstein, but
it's
about
tremendous.
Wayne Rooney's car. There's also reports of an oil leak.
Oh,
okay. We've only got just you can
well,
see
you
that.
Can see why it didn't reach the price.
Yeah, as soon as they moved it, you could see that corroded brake pipes.
Well, that's not helpful.
I'm sorry about this, Wayne. I know you're trying to flog it, mate. But it's not me. Blame the papers.
Well, it's not
They're
good,
saying
though, really.
All this stuff. Yeah. But anyway, Wayne Rooney's... let's hope Mike Parry just steps in. If he offers him 15
Well, if Mike does
grand,
buy, I hope they fix the corroded brake pipes.
That's right. I think Mike Graham might be cutting them. I think you're fine. Now,
so, yes.
In other news, Andy, Pet Place has spent £100,000 building a cinema for dogs in its shop in North Wales.
What's the point of that?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, dogs don't go to, they don't like the cinema, do they, particularly?
Well,
depends what showing, I suppose.
Can't let me. It depends what's on. Digby or something
like
that.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Herbie. Is Herbie a dog? Yes.
No, Herbie's a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah. Is there a dog in it? No.
No, there's not. Is Herbie a dog? Fantastic.
It's one of those films that with Mark a dog Kermode, that's like dear. Herbie. But it's a sheepdog. So
Digby.
Digby.
I said it.
I didn't know his name.
I've already said that. That's about 40 years ago. Other dog films have been made since. But is Herbie a dog?
It's good, isn't it?
But my dog, I'm just trying to give you... my dog won't be going.
No.
I won't be buying a ticket.
I wouldn't have thought so.
If there's popcorn, she'll eat that. But just to watch it, because she doesn't watch the telly. She's never taken by... The only thing that she'll watch... And it freaks out. She's not.
No,
doesn't watch football. Skiing.
Skiing?
I think she starts to bark at the screen.
Really?
She's never bothered about the telly at all. But after skiing comes on, I think it's that expanse of white on quite a big screen. And it sort of shocks her.
Hmm.
So she starts barking.
It's not the sweaters.
It's not the sweaters, no. It's just the big expanse of white. It must mess with her head.
Really
so anyway, it doesn't really take us anywhere. This is what happens when Andy forgets to bring his notes or can't read them.
Well, the thing is, I've got just got a lines like, this is a brilliant line. This is, Damien Hirst gave Stephen Hendry a pickled monkey. No idea. I've left the cutting at home. But it's a good story, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Is that kind of a sort of Cockney kind of currency going to cost you a pickled monkey?
No, I think it's one of
Hang on.
Damien's one of his famous, you know...
Damien Hirst, yeah?
Yeah. What did I call him? Damon.
No, is he...
Damien.
Yeah,
Damien.
That's it, yeah.
Who is he?
Is he a dog or is he a Volkswagen Beetle? He's given Stephen Hendry.
Yeah.
What, of snooker fame?
Snooker, obviously.
What, as a gift or did he sell it to him?
I think he was impressed with the
way... Was it in the back of Wayne's Range Rover?
I think he was playing quite well one day.
Found it in the boot.
And Damien was there and he said... You know, have one of my pickled monkeys.
Anyway, forget your notes tomorrow, Andy.
No, it's better, isn't it?
Yeah. So, anyway, it's time now for the clips of the month, and you'll be able to vote on them shortly. But here we go. Thank thinking the monkey was dead.
Yeah, of course. No, she's just been out for lunch with Alan.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This monkey, he was in a bad way. I couldn't handle his drink. Me and Ali, we... Anyway.
Saw him off.
Yeah. He went home early. So, we start with Dean Saunders and his angle on what happened to Neil Lennon at the Hearts-Hibs game earlier last month.
I'll give you a different way to look at it. If you walked into Asda and started abusing the manager of Asda and stood back and threw a pound coin at his head, you get jailed.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you'd certainly have to start shopping at Lidl or Sainsbury's or indeed another supermarket, wouldn't you, really? Because I can't see him bringing you back to Asda.
It's brilliant, isn't it? Here's Big Al on breakfast, introducing a guest.
So, John is now his co-presenter of TV show Location, Location, Location.
That's when he's got an extra toilet, of course. It's as Max and Barry often ask, how many toilets you got? Location.
It's brilliant.
Mike Parry returns to Clips of the Month now. When's he ever been away? Let's be honest. This time, he's just driven up in Wayne Rooney's oil-leaky Range Rover. This time, chatting about Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Evita was magnificent, Phantom of the Opera, and this one is the overcoat, isn't it? What's it called?
Not telling you.
No. You know what I'm talking about. Jesus Christ Superstar was the first one, and this one was Jesus and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Okay.
One about the overcoat.
Yeah, exactly.
Marvellous.
And now for Nigel Botherway with an odd request from a listener.
In fact, I have got a text here. I bet you could answer this one. I've got a text from a listener who wants to catch Gary Thorpe from Worcester.
Well, I think he likes luncheon meat on the pole. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
He's not keen on maggots, so maybe a bit of cheese. We'll go for a little bit
That's
of cheese.
That's Gary's favourite, I think. Yeah.
Doesn't mind the old bread, does he, on the pole?
No.
So, here's the caller of the month to Natalie Sawyer on kickoff.
But I'm thinking this 10-minute sin bin thing, it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, it is in rugby. And why don't we teach them? Because so I'm going to have to go. My curry's arrived.
Well, there you go.
There we are. That's right. It's curry's. Well done, really, mate. Well, yeah. Done. And the sixth one is definitely not the one that I actually marked off to be the sixth clip. So
it's not play
up,
them?
It's ended up being something. There's nothing
It'd
wrong
probably
with it.
Win.
It probably, it's not the one I marked. We just marked the wrong one.
Yeah,
but look, it's not a stunner. So no. Is we going to put it in anyway?
The Great British Republic, it will probably win.
Yeah, we won't do that then. We're going to give you five. You've got five to work with. So five clips. All you need to do is go and vote for your... How did that happen? Must be me. Go and vote for your favourite.
I'm voting for Clippy McClipface.
Yeah, that's it. At TSHNJ, TSHANDJ, we'll bring you a winner just before 4 o'clock. Just go along there. You'll have a kind of... A couple of semi-finals, and the one that gets the most votes will play just before 4 o'clock. So did you like throwing coins at the manager of Asda? Is it location, location, location? Is it Jesus and his amazing Technicolor overcoat? Is it catching Gary Thorpe? Or is it the bloke who's having to leave Natalie Sawyer so he can go and get his curry? TalkSport, no, it's not that, is it? It's at TSHNJ on Twitter to vote for your favourite. Herbie could be a Volkswagen Beagle, says Stuart. Yeah, thank you very much. You're only making it worse now, Stuart.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Yes, we've got the bottom of the sixth clip.
Oh, yes.
And we can now bring that to you. It's Stuart Pearce watching the Chelsea Spurs game. And we didn't realise he was such a Chelsea fan. Listen to this.
Frustration about the Chelsea team at the moment. There really is. I couldn't say there's a player in their team that's playing particularly well at this moment in time.
He nearly cracked then, didn't he? Yeah. Nearly in tears.
Yeah, we all
many goals against him. So there we are. That's the sixth clip. Oh, blimey. What a
frightened
the life out of me. So that's the sixth clip then. So they're the six you're voting for. The other five we gave you just before the break. Or Stuart Pearce there nearly bursting into tears.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Just time to give you the Clips of the Month winner, and it was this one. It was Natalie Sawyer and a caller who was slightly distracted.
But I'm thinking this 10-minute sin bin thing, it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, it is in rugby. And why don't we teach them? Because So I'm going to have to go. My curry's arrived.
Fair enough.
Great, isn't it? Thank you very much for everybody who voted. It was slightly chaotic, but we got there in the end.
Was that the best one, really?
Well, yeah. Well, I don't think Andy agrees, but, you know, you have a vote and you stick to it. You can't. Anyway, we'll move on.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4pm on TalkSport.
There we are. That's this afternoon's show. And if are we going to give them the winner? If not, shall I tell them who the winner was? I think I should tell them who the winner was, shouldn't I?
It was. Isn't it on there?
Oh, it might be. Will it be on there? The winner. Yeah. You know the winner is. You can cut all this out. Don't worry about it.
He won't. He'll leave it in. Yeah. But it's fine.
So there we are. We return tomorrow. Have a fine evening.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.